per hour, and a 90% chance of that happening. Thanksgiving Day showers before 11 a.m., and then a chance of rain mainly after 5 p.m., a high near 62, 30% chance of that. Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight, and east winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves around 3 feet, a west swell 1 to 3 feet at 16 seconds, out of the southwest up to 2 feet at 14 seconds, slight chance of rain out there on the bay. And a look at your traffic out there this evening. A bunch of stuff going on, so bear with me here. Traffic collision past the Tiempo Drive near Highway 17 in the Santa Cruz area. Traffic hazard, Highway 1 north at Bay Porter in the Santa Cruz area, which appears to be some wood debris and stuff in the roadway. Traffic collision, Highway 9 near Irwin Way in the Santa Cruz area. Traffic hazard, Highway 1 near 41st Avenue northbound in the Santa Cruz area. That appears to be a large pile of sheetrock in the slow lane. And then a traffic hazard. Neil just needs to be quiet. Traffic hazard, State Road 25 off-ramp near US 101 South in the Hollister-Gilroy area. And it is about 57 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show. Look at that.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Perlberg and Terry Campion.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Off the Lip radio show, broadcasting from
Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz, California. And tonight, you know what? I got a favoritism, a little bit of favoritism. I have to say, because the couple. I was gonna go see the man. I'm gonna see the man, but no, the couple.
It's a package tonight.
The package deal. I think you could say you can say yes or no to this. Mm-hmm. But one of our favorite guests of the year. His annual appearance.
Yes, it's like Christmas.
When he comes out. We can't get rid of him.
It's an annual Christmas event.
Right.
I mean, look at us.
I know. Well, you and I go drinking beforehand because, you know, if you're going to talk to Bill Miller, then we have to have a couple of glasses of wine before
you
go on
there.
Very
nice.
And we did.
Yeah, it was great.
Yep.
But, I mean, you and I could probably sneak in the back door of any stadium in the U.S. right now.
We can.
The balls.
We got balls. We got shirts.
It just takes a couple of balls, and you're in the back door.
So our guest tonight is the one and only.
The one and only.
Mr. Bill Miller. Now, Who the hell is Mr. Bill Miller? He's like, who the hell is Bill Miller? Bill Miller is a National League umpire, crew chief. What's the crew chief designation? I don't know what that is. I think you have to be like.
Well, I think
you can yell
and it's okay.
Yeah?
When you're, that's like the pinnacle of it all, right?
You're out.
A lot of L's in his name. You notice that, by the way?
The Miller. I know. So we're going to find out what a crew chief is, but tonight our guest is the one and only Mr. Bill Miller, who comes back every year after the season's over. And I remember, I forget last year, because we got schnockered at Star Benny.
Right.
And his wife, Michelle, goes, who's here tonight, goes, next year,
I'm coming on.
Yeah. I want to give me the mic.
And you and I both know the wives are where the good stuff comes from.
The story.
Yes.
Give me the microphone. I'm tired of listening to his crap. Give me the mic.
Right. And we'll find out the truth factor.
But my day started, TC. I want to thank the people who came this morning.
Big show this morning for
big
you.
Show well, this, big show this morning because it's been the exact opposites. Because this morning I interviewed Wee Man from Jackass.
Right.
Right, who's 4 foot eight.
Well,
and weighs, what, 90 pounds?
Well, he is
a legend.
Yeah, and a professional skateboarder in his time, and a fantastic skateboarder.
So I interviewed Wee Man this morning from Jackass, who's 4 foot eight and weighs 98 pounds.
Yeah.
And tonight we've got, Bill Miller, who's 6'8 and 325 pounds.
And they look like they could be brothers. actually.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's been a hell of a day.
It's amazing.
And I got to interview some incredible people today. I mean, just, I'm blessed.
Wow. Yeah,
so yeah. Without further ado, on the microphone right now is the one and only Michelle Miller.
Hi.
Oh, what do you mean, first, hi?
Hi.
That's it, Michelle. You got to be an inch away from that microphone. Yeah. We want to hear every word of this.
Okay.
So last year, you were at dinner. You may have had one or two glasses too many, but you wanted to come on the air and talk about, you know, hubby. I mean, what's it like being married to a guy who's gone 6 months of the year?
It's fabulous.
Yeah. See, I told you the truth is going to come out tonight.
Check please.
Bill's like, I'm out of here.
It's great.
I get the best of both worlds.
You do?
Yeah.
He's there when you need him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How many times during the year was he panting like, honey, could you get on a plane and come meet me? How many times a year does that happen? I'm thinking 40, see.
I was going to say 3.
You got
possibly 3.
Ding, ding. I win. Hold it. And what's the best city that call came from? Is that a booty call? What is that when that call comes in?
Yeah.
You said booty call?
Yeah.
You booty call.
He's on the road. It's a long road. And he has to call 14, him.
Michelle, booty call.
I need you in New York tomorrow.
You've got a three-city road trip. You're going to have the booty call.
It's a long road out there.
The nice thing is she was a virgin when I met her.
So
that's what she told me. Lay that down.
So Michelle, the best booty call.
Yes. Yeah.
The best booty call was her. Best Bill Miller booty call.
I can't believe you went to DC.
What city is it?
Oh my God. I'd have to say New York.
Bill's favorite.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I asked him.
Bill, what's that place you go to
in New York?
New York.
Do I tell you where my haunts are?
Yeah. Trust me.
I will put a plug because we'd like going to the Hideout here in Aptos, and I know they sponsor your show.
Right.
Austin and Pete there, we love them. But my place in New York City is Smith and Walensky Steakhouse.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nice to see Patty Ford and Oliver Boyle, the boys at the Beck Grill. They always look after us.
Is that where you took Michelle?
Michelle has been there many a time. Yes, I think they left the key on the bar and said, Phil, you lock up. We're going home.
Is that what they do? They just leave the key in the bar?
A lot of times they'll leave the key on the bar. They trust us.
That's a beautiful thing.
I mean,
does that happen nowadays?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen a lot.
Unless you're Bill Miller.
How was the season? How was 2018 season? 2018? Really?
Yeah, it was really good. Good crew.
Everything went smooth.
Smooth as you can ask. I mean,
but personally, like no headbutts for you.
No pokes in the chest. No pokes in the chest like a couple years ago, and just had one ejection in Chicago.
That was it. Was just the one. You sent me the text, right? Can we play it? Do you have your phone with you?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I lost it.
Was it a good one, though? Is there good ejections? Or
He lost it. He sent it to me 5 minutes ago. He sent it to me. He goes,
it's gone.
It's gone.
You know the big Chiefs are listening. You got to keep it clean. But
oh, that's right.
Was it a good ejection? Was it like one where you walked off the field and you're like, yeah, I told
well,
him.
Well, it was Joe Maddon. And at times Joe Maddon, he just doesn't accept reality. And so I called the guy for running out of the runner's lane going to first base.
Yeah.
It was an overthrow. So now it was a tie game. He would have had runners at second and third. Long story short, the runner ran out of the lane. Caused a first base, but not be able to field the ball.
Yeah.
And so instead of he started arguing with me, saying that the throw was so far off that it would have hit the guy in the dugout, which was so far. So I told him, Joe, you're not telling the truth. And so then, of course, he had to leave and go over and show me where he thought the throw landed.
Right.
And he was just a hair off by about 25 feet. And
did you tell him that?
And so I did. I told him, Joe, you got to be truthful now. When you talk to me, you got to be truthful. And he'd already been ejected, and then he at times it can become a show. A lot of fans.
But you're having this conversation.
Did you toss
and the theater is full of people, and there's like chaos, and people are booing and stuff.
Yes.
And you're having this whole thing go on.
Yes.
Gone. He was gone.
He was ejected. I asked him to leave.
Did he write you a letter later saying sorry?
No, he went to the media room and told everybody I missed it.
Did you?
No.
Because you guys, you get reviewed afterwards,
we
right?
We get reviewed on everything.
And you didn't miss it?
Not even close.
How was your, they score you, right? Did you have a good year, your score?
Yeah, good enough. Yeah.
So you're working next year.
I just want to be right in the middle of the pack. You don't want to be too big. You don't want to be too small. Just right in the middle is.
And you were in the middle.
Yeah, always.
No World Series this year.
No, you know what? There's so many good umpires. If I work another series in like 4 or 5 years, I'll be lucky.
Really?
So, yeah, just, you know what they want to? There's 76 guys on staff. Mm. And so, you know, you rotate through and you know, you got to have a decent season. Yeah. You got to handle your business. And so
when you get them, they're special.
They are. Yeah. Absolutely.
TC, can I go back to Michelle?
Because we
were going to give her
booty call.
We're going to give her
enough about
me. We were going to give her time. Okay? Michelle, the air is yours. The KSE audience is like three people listening tonight. So it's yours. The wife of a nationally, how is it? It's fantantastic. Is it fantastic? Really?
Yeah, it's great.
So he's gone 6 months of the year. You can pursue your business, which is photography.
Yes, yes.
Right?
So I don't feel guilty when I'm working and he's, you know, I just don't feel guilty. And then when he comes home, it's great to see him.
Do you go to any of the games?
Yes, I do.
Do you go, does he call you and go, hey, would you mind coming out to the Houston Astros versus the, you know, Baltimore Orioles? You're like, uh-uh. No. No. It's 100.
New York is all you get.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to that dump.
I prefer Boston or Chicago or New York.
So you got a criteria.
Yeah.
Do you know she's got a criteria?
I understand she likes the places I go to, and so she knows the restaurateurs and the bartenders better than
I do. We can't forget San Diego. I'm from San Diego.
Oh, so you like it there. So if you get a phone call from him going, hey, I'm down in Florida with the Marlins.
Nope.
No.
If I can hang out on the beach, I might say yes.
Okay. But like so it has to be a certain special spot.
Honestly, I like to go wherever I can get a chance to see him, I'll go.
Have you ever seen him make a bad call?
No,
he doesn't make bad calls.
Really? Are you just saying that?
I really haven't.
I have a question for you. I have a question for
my good friend Eddie Montague, who worked in the major leagues for 32 years. He said after 30 years, he'd never missed a call. Ever missed a call.
Never.
He's a reporter. Yeah. He's on record. No, he said he's been out there for every single one of them.
I saw every bad call I made.
So next year, the year after, I think they're going to have baseball games in London, in England.
Maybe next year.
Next year?
You going?
Will you be the umpire? I mean, are you going to be down the pub?
Possibly.
Do you be down the pub?
Maybe.
I've never been.
Oh, man.
But you don't know, right?
You know what? They're actually going to open the season next year in Tokyo. Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah.
And so I think the Oakland A's are opening there. Right. Two-game series. And so they are scattered all over. They have a two-game series. Red Sox and the Yankees are going to be in London. The Japan series will be like an all-star crew. They'll take four guys that want to go out there. The other trips will be built into our schedule. So when you bid on a schedule, it'll already be built in there. So if somebody wants to go to London, it'll probably be the senior crew chief.
You want to go?
I'd love to go to London.
For sure. Yeah. You get a per diem, right?
Per diem.
Fly over. Take me with you. I'll give you a tour.
So I think they got a couple games in Mexico next year. A couple
of
games. And they won two games in London.
I'm down for that.
Omaha, the World Series, College World Series. They're going to be playing major league games there for a game or two.
And really?
The Little League World Series, they've been doing that for a couple of years.
Right,
so.
Right. Neil TC here with the Off the Radio Show. Tonight, our guest is the one and only Michelle Miller and her lowly husband, Bill Miller, who is National League. I think he's – is he still umpiring? He's still a National League umpire with the –
Can we correct him?
What?
Should we?
Yeah. What? Go ahead. Correct me.
This is my third year on the show.
Correct me. Please correct me.
I came up as an American League umpire.
Right, you were.
And then they lumped us all together.
That's right. So now you're just a
Major League Baseball umpire.
He is baseball umpire.
Hey, do you guys know Debbie Russell?
That's her aunt.
That's my aunt.
Oh, your aunt?
Yeah.
She's listening. Yeah.
Debbie's listening?
We love Debbie.
Okay, yeah. Before we go to commercial, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Debbie's watching, yeah.
Before we go to commercial, this portion of the show is brought to you by Julie from Toyota of Santa Cruz. I've seen nothing but Julie all over TV lately.
She's back.
Peddling.
I remember she wasn't going to be the on TV.
What?
She's on TV.
Oh, what happened to my screen? There it is. So if you need a truck, car, they have over 150 Toyota certified used vehicles. Go check them out there at Toyota Santa Cruz. Also brought to you by our local surfing farmers insurance agent, Sean Rovi. If you're looking for home, health, auto, or commercial renters insurance, I recommend a call to Sean at 462-3222 or click at roviinsurance.com. Yep.
That, hey, and real quick.
What?
Beach guy's watching.
Oh, I know he's watching.
Yeah.
Ask him what he shot at golf today.
Hey, hey, beach guy, how was golf today?
Steve-o, how was golf today? I heard you stunk it up. This is Neil TC. Be right back. Don't go away.
And we are still on Facebook Live. This is normally what I do.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect, enhance, enjoy. 831-498-9890.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days, and try some of our homemade POG, passion orange guava juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
Okay, and we're back here with the Off the Lip Radio Show. I want to thank one of my favorite guests comes on the show every year, Mr. Bill Miller. And last year when we had dinner at Star Benny, his lovely wife Michelle Miller goes, you know, I want to come on the show next year. I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. So before we go to that, our portion show is brought to you by John Sisk, who is the president of Lighthouse Bank. I want to thank Lighthouse Bank for sponsoring the show.
Sisk is actually the president.
You know Johnny Boy
very well.
He's a great, isn't he great?
He's a good man.
He's the prez.
He's a good man. He's the prez. So yep. If you know what, that's all you need to know. Lighthouse Bank at lighthousebank.net. Also, Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery. I want to thank Emily from Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery for sponsoring the show. They got a great little, great brewery over there on the west side.
You like that place, huh?
I do. I know. Mm-hmm. I have the one beer I like. I got the amp. Give me a pint of amber and some peanuts. Sit me in the corner.
Do they know your name?
People watch.
When you walk in, they're like, Neil.
It's like, hey, Neil. Yeah.
There's your asshole.
Hold it.
Yeah. You haven't learned. We can't swear on this show.
That's the second time I've sworn in 6 years.
Okay. Well. The night is young.
Mr. Miller, what was I going to ask him? The England. We talked about the England thing. Okay, I know I was going to ask you. A lot of hitters nowadays seem to be like, they have the question. They seem to look back and go, was that a ball? Was that a strike? They seem to question in a polite way the umpire.
I like when they do it.
Did that hit the corner? Or where was that? You always seem like they kind of turn around, talk to you guys.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Sure. If they do it in a pleasant. Non-threatening way.
Is there a bully out there? Is there like somebody you're always like, oh, not this guy?
Oh, there's a lot of guys that just they're non-believers. And
in
what you say, they just don't believe anything you call. If anything against them is obviously wrong. If you call it a strike, it's definitely not a strike.
But what causes that? Is it bad parenting? What's going on with these guys?
I'm not sure. You know what? I think it's a competitive nature. These guys are just so just amped up. Just they have contracts. They're trying to. They have fans to not only entertain but impress, and I mean it's a tough world. So,
a guy like Manny Machado, right, from LA Dodgers, who seems like a prima donna, seems to be stepping on people and injuring people. You guys keep an eye on that?
You know what, Manny's been nothing but professional to me. You know what? He's a competitor. So I sometimes think it gets the best of him. You know, obviously, I watch the World Series. I watch the playoffs.
Right.
That's not the way the game's supposed to be played. Right. So, but I think he's got it. He's got good inside of him. I think he just let it get the best
the pressure.
Is,
yeah.
Is the game in good shape?
I think the game's in really good shape.
You do?
Yeah. They keep trying to knock it down, but you know, people keep showing up to the games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, I think all professional sports are going through a little figuring out.
This year's World Series is very good.
It was good.
Back and forth. It was very good.
Yeah.
And the one you were at last year was even better.
We went 7 games last year, and it's definitely entertaining. There's a lot of talent out there right now, young talent. I think the players are entertaining. They have a shot to really make a difference here.
Are the crowds showing up to just regular season games? Is it still interesting to kids, do you think?
I think it's passed on through the parents. You know, the parents, you know, everybody wants to take their kids, you know, to a game.
Yeah.
But they also want to see I've learned that they want to see a team win. You know, when a team doesn't win, crowd doesn't show up.
Right.
You know, when the team wins,
right. Whew, stadium's full.
Yeah, I mean, Houston Nationals are a prime example.
Right.
2-3 years ago, I mean, they didn't have anybody in the upper deck. Now the place is full every game.
You like a big crowd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes for a better, I mean, it just
the entertainment
gets your juices
value.
Going.
This is his third year on the show, right?
Yeah.
Have we ever got the strike call? We haven't got the strike.
He won't do it.
He won't do the strike call, huh?
I tell you, you got to buy a ticket. I'll leave you a ticket.
You know, I'll leave you a ticket.
San Francisco. Hell, I'll buy you a ticket to Seattle.
Can we get a strike call? Can we get anything?
First off, Neil, nothing. I just heard we're going to a game.
We are?
Yes.
What game?
Yeah, well, he's going to take us to a game.
Seattle, for Christ's sake.
We come early, like, stretch. If I wear the shirt.
Wherever you want to go. Yeah, we'll take you out to batting practice.
Yeah, we'll stretch.
Tootle around on the field.
Can't get a strike call.
Run the bases.
I can't get a strike call. Off at Reddish, it's been 3 years.
He didn't even know I was working in the Major League Baseball. He
Michelle?
In the National League.
Okay, you know what? Screw you. Can I get a call from the missus?
Oh.
Strike three.
Do you have one?
Oh, jeez.
I got one. I said it earlier.
Do you have a strike three call?
No.
Remember, babe, last night in bed, you were practicing. Remember? Come on.
You're out of here.
Can I ask you a question? Michelle, does that turn you on when he gives you the strike three?
Actually, it does.
It does?
See, now it's getting good. This is what we were talking about. So there's actually a call. So you have some bedroom signs, right?
I really like to watch him when he has on TV when he has the play. If I'm there live, in person.
So strike three.
Has he struck out yet in bed? Has there been a strikeout?
Never.
Wow.
Oh, what a stud.
No strikeout.
Wow.
So you haven't had to make that call. Yet.
I mean, do you give the call? When it finally happens for you, do you give the call?
Maybe I'm going to have to start.
Yes.
Get close to that microphone.
Maybe I'm going to have to start giving the call.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious.
831. Are we taking calls?
Yeah, we could. Sure.
Okay, who cares?
If somebody has their own call.
831-479-1080 if you want to call and talk to a Major League Baseball umpire. More importantly, you want to talk to the Major League Baseball umpire's missus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Because she's got the dirt.
What's the strikes and balls
I will tell
are
you, I was in, where was I this year? God, Texas or something. I was coming off the field, and somebody said, hey, Bill, I heard your interview. And I said, what are you talking about? Because I don't ever talk to the media.
Right.
Unless I have to, unless they drag me to the conference room. And I'm like, I'm sorry. What are you talking about? He said, Neil Perlberg surfing show. And I said, you were the one. True story.
Really?
I was like in Texas or Houston somewhere.
Wow.
Out of the blue.
Our one listener lives in Texas. That's amazing.
And I feel impressed. I feel very impressed.
You've made it.
I did.
Finally
star.
Made it.
It's official. I got Jackass and Bill Litter on the same day.
And multi-state stuff, too. We're a big multi-state show now.
And I'd asked you this before, but your favorite stadium still Yankee Stadium? Is your favorite stadium still Yankee Stadium in Chicago?
Fenway, any of the old ballparks. You know, all these places are great. As long as they fill them up and the people are into the game, love
it. But you can get a beer at 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
Not at the stadium.
No, right. But late after, right?
Yes.
Have you ever had an all-nighter at a stadium?
Working-wise, I did like 5.5 hours last year in the World Series.
But I mean, did you wake up ever at a stadium?
I have never woken up at a stadium before.
Okay, yeah.
Do you agree with like MVPs of last year? Do you agree? You've seen all the players play. Do you normally agree with like who the MVPs are?
I really don't follow it.
Don't follow it. Don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see it, you know, ESPN or something like that. But it's not. I don't see the players enough. You know, I'm happy for them. You know, I mean, what a great honor.
Right.
You know, you work at the pinnacle of their career, I'm sure. You know, win a world championship and get an MVP.
Did you watch the MVP for the World Series this year? Was the kid? Did you see that? I thought the pitcher would win it. The guy that pitched three games.
Oh yeah. You know, yeah. Price.
Yeah, I thought he would win it, and he didn't win it.
Yeah, I think it was Pierce.
Pierce.
Story. Guy's kind of bounced around. All the AL East teams too. Toronto, yeah, Baltimore.
He's played for every AL.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, great story. You know, he doesn't say much, and you know, when you see a guy like that kind of comes out of nowhere,
right,
and has a great series. I mean, he will. Not the other guys that have all the accolades are going to not appreciate it.
Right.
That guy's going to appreciate it.
For anybody young watching right now, is there a career out there for umpires? Is it something you can still strive for?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talk about that. I'll do clinics. God, I haven't done a clinic in a couple of years here in town, but we do clinics on the road, and it is an excellent opportunity. Excellent opportunity, not only to be at the end game as far as Major League Baseball,
right,
but just working locally. Like, especially high school kids doing little league games, you're going to make $15-$20 a game.
Yeah.
You're there for an hour,
right,
hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
I mean, it's an excellent way to earn money. I was in college. I did high school ball when I was in college.
Right. You started at Harbor High.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was a Harbor High kid.
How'd you get the big call-up? How's that happen?
You know what? I think I went to UCLA, graduated from UCLA. Big victory over SC this last week, by the
way.
Right, and I was dumb enough to go to professional umpire school after I graduated from college.
Hmm.
And so you go to professional umpire school, five-week class, 6 days a week. They teach you everything from rubbing up baseballs to every rule that's there. And then you get promoted into the minor leagues, and then you work your way up to the minor leagues just like a player.
Right. Hmm. Speaking of rubbing up baseball, where's that thing you had showed up
with?
What is that?
This is from their bedroom.
This is the sex toy.
Yeah, this is Bill Miller's correct ball rubbing display.
This is the sex toy.
Wow, babe. This thing went south in a hurry, didn't it?
It did. This is the worst.
I'm the same. I can get this on camera. There it is.
So
right
this
there.
Is
That's
the
it.
Bill. Yeah. This is the Bill Miller sex toy. And can you describe, Michelle, what exactly each one of these means to you?
No, that stays between the two of us.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, what's going on here is there's different levels of how they've been handled and groped.
There was a complaint a couple years ago as far as the rubbing up, because every baseball is rubbed up with mud before the game. The balls that come out of the wrapper are white and slick.
Yeah.
And so we take Delaware River mud and rub each ball, we go between 9 and 10 dozen a game.
Delaware River mud?
That's it.
Only the Delaware River mud.
That is correct.
No other river.
No other river, no other mud. Yeah, and
every clubhouse has the same mud?
Every clubhouse has the same mud, and the clubhouse attendant rubs up the baseballs, and so some balls might be too light, some balls might be too dark. They were getting a lot of complaints, and so they want it just like this, right in the middle.
Do balls show up at a game and you're like, no way, we're not pitching with this thing?
Yes. If a pitcher doesn't like a ball, he'll immediately throw it out. What I try to do behind the, and this, I don't know, my dad was kind of cheap growing up. You know, anyway, long story short, I don't let him throw the ball to the dugout. I do not want them to throw the ball to the dugout because I don't want the pitcher to be in charge of what baseballs we use and what we don't use.
You're in charge.
And so I try to get him to throw it to the catcher. Catcher gives it to me. I give a new ball, and then I put it in my ball bag. And then the next time there's a foul ball, I usually throw the same ball he just threw out back to him, and he pitches with it because he doesn't know.
He doesn't even know.
No. Sometimes it gets a little
monotonous.
No, not monotonous. What's the word I'm looking for? Superstitious.
Right.
Superstitious. Yeah, sometimes.
Have you had some, like, let's see, this season, did any balls show up with, like, tar goop on it, hair splits.
I don't see that very often. I don't even want to look for it. Baseball's kind of turned, I don't want to say a blind eye to it, but they're really concerned about pitchers losing the grip of a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've seen, like, the big thing now is sunscreen on their arms because it could be a little sticky. Mm-hmm. And so they'll do rosin and sunscreen.
Yeah.
And so you'll see pitchers all the time go to their arm. If someone was to complain and we found it, that's a foreign substance. That's a 10-game suspension, just like that. But it's kind of an unwritten rule,
right?
That everybody's allowed to do it.
Well, and I think the batters want pitchers to have control, right?
Yeah,
and you want them to have control.
I want them to have control as well. Yeah.
Did you take one to the head this year?
I did actually. I took one. I took one to the head, but I took one to the elbow in Baltimore. The guy Givens, a catcher just whiffed it. Hmm. I mean, my elbow blew up about 3 inches.
Right.
Well, he completely just miffed it.
Just missed it. I took a 95-mile-an-hour fastball off the elbow.
You'll be fine.
And do you pick your safety gear?
I didn't rub it, though.
Is there different levels of safety gear for you?
You can only use everything.
We're talking about, now the subject of rubbing. Okay, hang on a minute.
Michelle.
I'll take a baby.
So he takes it, doesn't rub it, okay? He takes it. Do you use that? How is that used? How is that used in the Miller household? Like, honey, I've seen you take it. You don't need to rub it. I can handle it.
I let him take it.
Damn straight, she let him take it. This is Neil T.C. with the Authentic Radio Show. This portion show is brought to you by the Hideout Nap Toss. We'll fill your plate with delicious food, fresh local ingredients. They'll pour you a good drink, give you attentive and friendly service. When you talk business, catch a game, or share a meal with friends, usually when you walk into the Hideout, you'll meet somebody you know. And if Bill's there, I need an absolute vodka, raspberry juice, right, with a splash of...
You're pretty close, yeah. Brian will take care of you. Just order the Bill Miller.
Order the Bill Miller?
Yeah.
So you order the Bill Miller, you're going to get...
They'll give you a deal, too. Maybe give you 2-for-1. You never know.
The double double.
The Hideout's the best. Brian behind the bar will really look after you.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
People's Coffee in Aptos. People's Coffee, right there on 17th Bromer, where every cup is served with fresh, brewed, organic coffee, daily fresh, organic, and gluten-free pastries. You know what? I brought Billy here for Graf today, a cup of People's Coffee. That stuff was electric.
Was he okay afterwards?
He was on fire.
Neil
T.C. with the Offit Red. She'll be right back with this very short break. Please don't go away. More coming from the one and only Michelle Miller.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich, and it's time to eat. We offer the finest craft sandwiches in the county with unique and creative flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day so you can be sure you are eating the best grinds in town, like our delicious Surf City Philly or Johnny Utah. Try out our latest creations, Kyle's Calamari or the new Porchetta. We also offer craft beer with 8 rotating taps featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952. Check out our website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com and be stoked on sandwiches. Standing in the market for I buy my bread. With the hunger in my belly and a rhythm in my head. Looking all around for something good to eat. Between the butter and the beans and the mops and the meat.
This is Brada Timmy.
And Cleo from Cleo's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Cleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ONO in Pono.
And we're back here with the we've been asked to tone it down by the management here at KSCO. Tone it down. Can't be talking about sex toys and what else?
Hold it. the station that what? Has some of the most incredible things spoken on it are telling us that we can't talk about stuff?
No, you know what?
You ever heard Georgia's show?
No.
I'm going to talk about sex toys
and what
texture of balls.
Our esteemed guest this evening, one of our favorite guests who's here for his annual, annual appearance, is the one and only Mr. Bill Miller. And Mr. Miller is a baseball umpire and crew chief because he's been doing it for like 25 years?
20 years in the big leagues, 10 years in the minor leagues.
So you're in?
30 years total.
You're done.
Hmm. Yeah, another 11 years.
You got do you have a good package with those guys?
What?
I cleaned it up.
Why don't you ask Michelle that?
Michelle, has he got a good package with
he's
this
got a
deal?
Great package.
Okay, yeah. But, I mean, they got to take care of you. They need consistent, professional people to make these calls.
Yeah, they're good to us.
I'm sure they are. And are the new guys coming up? Are they good? Do you have to ever, like, whip them into shape or something?
Yeah, they're probably better than we are. They just don't have the experience. So they're talented. So ball strike safe out. The scrutiny that we're under right now to be perfect has never been higher. Just with the video replay, the dumb box on the screen that's not accurate. It's a high intensity, and these guys are good.
I'm gonna go back to 2017 World Series game, which is 14-13 to the Astros, right? It was a 14-13?
Yeah, 13-12,
something like that.
Yeah,
and you were behind the plate.
Yes.
For the whole game.
Unfortunately, yes.
Why unfortunately?
If somebody would have come in and taken over after nine innings.
But it was one of the great World Series games of all time.
It was. It would have been nice if a team could have held a lead.
Right.
That would have been great.
Well, is that hard? Is that you mentally over it?
You know what? You prepare yourself for nine innings. And then this year, I think Teddy Barrett went 18 innings. Was that with the Dodgers?
That's right.
Boston.
Yeah.
He smoked my. I went 5 hours and 17 minutes.
You broke your record.
Ted went like 6.5, 7 hours.
But, wow.
Okay. Yeah. When you were behind the plate for over 5 hours, how
can
many?
Can Billy go that
hang
long?
Hang on. TC, would you get off the? He's unbelievable. Once he gets going, you won't stop. He's got sex questions. And I have baseball questions. What's wrong with this show? So how many calls did you get? You got reviewed for the 5.5 hours you were out there.
Yes.
How many calls did you get wrong? Because you were kind of lambasted for a lot of calls that were apparently low.
Yeah, I think I missed six.
That's six.
That's like almost 98%.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that what they want
to
see?
That's what everybody wants to see. But you know what? I missed a couple of pitches that I shouldn't have missed.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that stick out.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of borderline ones here, there. Yeah, you gotta be on your game.
Right.
You know, but you know, I had a bunch of pitches and satisfied with my work. But,
did you watch those six you missed?
I never watched it again.
No.
See you later. Yeah.
So Michelle, so when you got married to this man, right?
Yes.
You knew what it was going to be like, right? 6 months of the year, he's gone. Was that okay? Was that something?
It was 7 months.
It was 7 months.
But now she joins me in spring training for a month. So.
Oh, she does.
Oh,
yeah.
You show up at the embassy suites in Arizona.
I mean, it is the desert, right? It's the desert in March.
I need to warm up.
Right. We expect this is the deal.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely knew what I was walking into because we were long distance for 7 years before I even moved up here. So I was quite used to it. To be honest with you.
Right. 7 years?
Yes.
Of a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
I lost like 7 minutes. Get the road, dude.
Yeah. Well, his first impression.
What?
Must have been amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Look at her. She's all smiles. She's remembering right now.
You know what?
Was that in San Diego, the first impression?
Oh.
You don't have to answer that question.
We met at church.
You met at church?
Wow.
Really?
No.
As far as you know.
Absolutely.
Okay, carry on. Carry on.
Can I say?
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you don't listen to him.
This mic's unplugged.
Hang on a second, Michelle. He doesn't give us anything. We get no strike calls. We get nothing.
Okay, so, we met in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. Here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
What ballpark's in Vegas?
I was there for a photography conference, and he just had a couple days off, and we happened to bump into each other in front of New York, New York.
Hmm. Uh-huh. Go on.
2 a.m.
Mm-hmm. At 2 a.m. in the morning?
Yes.
bump into each other.
Yeah. Well, he came up and said hi to me. And then he whistled at his friend to get his attention. And I'm like, oh, I love your whistle. Can I learn how to whistle? And here we are now.
Can you give us that whistle?
You want me to?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well, somebody might learn.
Because I need,
obviously, this whistle works.
Yeah, I need some help. I need some help.
Anybody listening? Listen. Here we go.
I need some help.
I can't whistle. It's a loud whistle because my buddy was walking away. He wanted to go play poker, and so he was splitting.
Right. Can we get the whistle?
It's loud.
Good. Perfect. Loud. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. See, I don't have it. A little dry mouth.
It works.
Yeah, he had it for sure.
Is that the kind of whistle you got?
Oh, yeah. It was a little better than that, but it was nice.
That drew your attention.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And did you bail on your buddies?
No, we actually all went back. She had a couple friends, and I had a couple friends, and we went back to the Monte Carlo and went to the poker room, and he was big there, so had a few more drinks. And
I learned how to play poker.
Yeah. And then how soon off that was the ring on the finger?
Oh. 10 years later.
Oh, it was 10 years later? What took him so long?
A long game. Extra innings.
More like 8 years later, but yeah. So.
8 years later.
We'll be married 2 years this December.
Have you been back to Vegas together since?
Yes.
And is it still the same, the whistle and the whole deal? Like it's
magical.
There we go.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I like about Bill is because I wrote an article about Bill one in the Santa Cruz Waves magazine, and I totally screwed it up.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Because I said he had two daughters, and he has three.
Oh.
Right?
They all read the article.
I
left one out.
Bother them
very much. Like, whoops.
He's like, okay, hey, Bill. I gave him a call. Hey, Bill, how'd you like the article? He goes, you're a jackass. She left one of my kids out. I'm like,
you're a wee man.
One of my kids is crying right now.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Hot Elevation Studios, TC.
Mm-hmm.
I was there today. Hot yoga? You going to hot yoga?
Not yet.
You going?
Yes, I am. Maybe to this place.
Are you going
to
join us on the mat? TC and I go.
We do. Yeah.
So Hot Elevation Studios right there on 41st Avenue. Power yoga, yoga sculpt, deep stretch 7 days a week. For class schedule and rates, go to purepoweryoga.net. Also brought to you by my good friend David Grigsby from Kayak Connection. With this beautiful weather right now, why don't you go check out the Elkhorn Slough from the Kayak Connection right there at Moss Landing. By the way, the surf sucks there at Moss Landing. You don't want to go.
There's no surfing down there.
No?
No.
There's no surfing down
Fishing.
There whatsoever. So if you get a chance, go to kayakconnection.com and go check out the beautiful Elkhorn Slough. Or they also have a place at the Yacht Harbor. So you can check out kayaking at the Yacht Harbor.
Elkhorn Slough is amazing.
Right.
If you haven't been there, you guys ever been down there?
We have.
Oh, the slough, it's amazing.
They put you in a kayak?
I used to have an ocean kayak.
How big was that thing? That thing was like 45 feet long, 30 feet wide.
Not a very kind man, is he?
No. That's going over like a ton of bricks. No fun intended.
Can I get my shirt back, please?
Let me ask you a question.
Can I get the shirt back, please? I just want to see it.
You said 30 feet
Let
wide.
Let me ask you a question. When you ran into the kayak salesman, when the kayak salesman came to you, did you see like...
I wish the kayak connection was in business. I would have went to the kayak connection.
But when you went to the kayak salesman to get to buy a kayak, he's like, okay, we have one for you over here. And they wiped the cobwebs off because it was like, you know, 25
feet
long.
How much thinner do you think you are?
Dude, you're 200. You're going to be 265, 275.
Yeah, 6'2", baby.
6'2"? You're more than 6'2".
As far, yeah.
Well, TC, what are you thinking?
6'6",
275?
6'4".
Yeah, by the way, 6'6", 275. By the way, sir, here's your kayak over here.
Michelle, you cool with it?
Yeah.
All right. That's all we needed right there.
Oh, my God. This show is unbelievable. You're listening to the Off It Radio Show right here. If you want to watch the show live on Facebook Live, you can go to Santa Cruz Way's Facebook
page.
Full
frame, you're looking great right now.
You can go to KSCO.com, obviously AM 1080 or 104.9. In studio tonight, our guests are one of our favorite guests of the year. This may be the last time. I can't see him coming back, to be honest.
This is probably the last time. We're going to go to Star Ben A tonight.
If we
We're
going
to toast. It'll be great.
It's over. That's it. The relationship's done. I'll tell you what. If the Baseball Umpire Association gets a hold of this video, he's dead.
Well, they're going to be like, we want our sex toys back. That's what they're...
Michelle, we have like 10 minutes to go.
Oh, geez.
The yeah. chair is yours. I mean, obviously this year we wanted to have you come back and talk about, you know, talk about the family life with an umpire. I mean, the kids are involved, right?
Of course.
I mean, just know he's checking out for 6 months.
Well, he talks a lot on the phone to his girls. He's very good about that. He's a really good dad. Right, babe?
I try.
He's a good dad.
Yeah, he's very, what's the word I'm looking
for? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's a baseball umpire's Christmas party like?
Oh, is there a Christmas party?
There is no such thing.
Huh?
There's no such thing.
There's no rager?
No.
Are they spread out? Is there someone in the, of your 70 coworkers that's close?
Yeah, I have. I live part time up in Incline Village, and I got a buddy Brian Knight who's probably listening. I doubt it. No, I called him. He's a podcast guy and yeah. listens to radio. So he's up in Incline, like 200 yards down from me. So we just had him over for dinner on Sunday. Him and Kim.
Did we get the call for that dinner invite?
Well, we just found out about Incline.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Ski. Yes. Yeah.
What's the resort you like to partake in?
I got a season pass at Mount Rose. It's close. It's 15 minutes from the house.
Great ski resort.
It's good. Yeah.
But I will warn the audience, if you do see Bill Miller coming down at you out of control, okay, get the heck out of the way.
You ever gone down the chutes, Bill?
I go down the chutes.
Yeah, the chutes are amazing. Yeah. Anyone who's been to Mount Rose, yeah. My friend Boozer Daly, rest in peace, he jumped off the chair into there.
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. And he got his season pass revoked for the rest of his life.
He did.
Yeah, but he literally jumped off the chairlift into the chutes, and it's, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
One spot.
Yeah,
it's pretty hair raising right there. Mount Rose, great mountain. Yeah, it's if you live in Reno, that's where you go.
Should come up, Neil. I'll ski with you.
You will?
Oh, sure.
We would have a lot of fun as long as the missus was there.
Oh geez, you don't want. Bill's really good.
I can ski. I got a big ski game. A large ski. Yeah, big ski game.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Huh,
I do.
All right.
Pete Rose, Hall of Fame or not?
Didn't know him.
Didn't know him?
No.
Give him the nod.
No comment on Pete Rose at all besides that? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't know the guy. I mean, he's got a lot of hits. Yeah. He definitely deserves to be there for his talent, but there's a lot more to this game than just talent.
And you know, there's the tradition of it. Gets
you
in
have
the way,
to,
right?
You know what? There's a line that you do not cross.
Right. And long pants or short pants?
As far as
what the players are wearing, do you like it going all the way down the baggies, or do you want to show the socks?
You know what? A lot of people are saying that they raise their pant legs up because they think it affects the bottom of the strike zone. I don't buy that, but that's what they say.
Your strike zone's been consistent since you've been umpiring?
I like to think it is. Sometimes sometimes the batters don't think it's very consistent.
But right.
Yeah, I try to be consistent.
Okay, it's New York. It's New York. It's 1:30 in the morning. Okay, mosquitoes are just biting the crap out of you, right?
No, mosquitoes.
You want to get the hell out of there. Does the strike zone get bigger?
It does not, because we get graded on every pitch we call. It doesn't matter if it's an 18-0 blowout or a 2-2 game in the ninth inning. We get graded on every pitch we call.
Can I blow up your wife's business? She's a wonderful, wonderful photographer.
Mm.
And she does amazing wedding photography, correct?
Yes, and I shoot families and high school seniors.
Right, so you're an amazing photographer. I mean, I've seen her stuff on Facebook, Instagram, and she's truly a wonderful photographer. So why don't you just tell people out there in the audience where people can get a hold of you to take their wedding photos or whatever photos they want to have.
My web address is michellemillerphoto.com,
okay.
And you can get connect with me there via Facebook, Instagram, or telephone.
You're on it.
I'm on it.
Is hubby? He's not on Instagram. You're Facebook, but barely used.
Instagram.
Are you Instagramming?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the way to go. Instagram's way better than Facebook.
Can we get a strike
just
call?
Saying.
Can we get the ones?
He won't do it.
He just won't do the strike call.
I couldn't even whistle.
You got to whistle out.
I always wanted to whistle. All through high school, I wanted to whistle.
The last time you whistled, you got married, for Christ's sake.
And I finally, this AAA kid that was coming up and down from AAA, he could whistle. Oh, man, could he whistle. And so for three straight days in the outfield between innings, he taught me how to whistle.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Hmm. And
Mr. James Hoy.
Do you prefer to be behind the plate, or is there some?
If I had to choose one, I'd be behind the plate. I just feel like I have a little more control.
Yeah.
You know, behind the plate, you know, the game as far as managing the game. And, you know, you're first base and second base. Goofy plays can happen all the time. Guy double pumps, you know, balls in the dirt. I mean, you hear sounds. And, I mean, flip a coin.
Is that because you don't want to get stood up by replay?
Replay is replay. I mean, right. it's part of the game now. And, I mean, we have a job to do. We got to get calls right.
And they're going
to
replay you at first or third anyways.
First, third, yeah, home plate. Right. I mean, it is what it is.
Are you good at jumping when the grounder comes out if you're on the corners? Can you, like...
Knock on wood.
Yeah?
He's agile.
I've yet to be hit.
Oh, we just jinxed you.
Yes, you did. Quick. When I don't come on next year, you'll know why.
Straight to the knee.
Spelt.
Well, because you see, sometimes you got to get the heck out of the
fast.
Way.
Yeah. Grass is a little wet.
He has
wet,
some good slick. Dancing feet out there.
Is that what it's from?
He's got moves?
Oh, yeah. The dancing feet?
Yeah.
Well, of course, because Michelle watches them all. Can he dance on the dance floor, too?
Yes, he can.
Do you see some of the moves that are on the floor?
Can we get a couple for us?
Yeah, Nick. I mean, what was your name again?
Oh, Michelle, thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
We want to thank the Millers for coming on the show tonight. And this, we don't know if they're going to be back next year. This may be their last appearance.
We may be fired, too.
We may be, you know, damn straight. We're going to thank Star Benny. We're going to be heading to Star Benny for a little dinner afterwards. We could take our guests out to dinner.
Fabulous.
Okay, I want to thank Meet Wee Man for coming on the show this morning.
Well, anyone listening, I heard the Christmas thing that we have.
Our Christmas greeting by Wee Man.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Pay attention to that. When it airs, wow, it's going to be a goodie.
So, Mr. Miller, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're not getting our call.
I can't. And Mrs. Miller, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You're very welcome.
I just love having you guys here. It's always a hoot.
We don't want video, but next time in the bedroom when he makes the call, will you just record that for us? We don't need the video. Just want the audio of the call.
We sleep in separate rooms.
TC, you're a pig. TC, what is wrong with you? You're a pig.
I know the call. It's got it. It's coming.
Okay, next week, one of Santa Cruz's fine all-time bands, the China Cats. Is going to be
what's their style of music? What do we got?
You know what? It's kind of like it's everything, but they're very, very talented. They've been playing in Santa Cruz for donkey's years, so check into the China Cats. I also have an Our Local radio show tomorrow night when I'm on the air with no guest. I'm going to be talking about Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? So tune in tomorrow night between 7 and 8 p.m. when I'll be on the air. Maybe Bill will call in and go, I'm thankful for not being on the air with you tonight.
I'm thankful that was my last show.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that you gave Michelle a plug because I ripped her out of Carlsbad, California.
Oh.
And she knows nobody up here. So
no.
Thank you for plugging
once
Michelle.
Once again, nice. The Facebook, it's Michelle Miller.
Yeah, Michelle Miller on Facebook, or you can find me on Instagram, michellemiller.photo.
Okay, and once again, her photography is truly, truly unique.
And are weddings your forte? What's your forte? Is it portraits?
I've been shooting weddings for 15 years now.
Wow.
She's very, very good.
That's my passion, but I love to shoot families and babies and trying to take the high school seniors to the next level with photography as well.
Awesome, right, cool. And we should probably put that on our...
I'm going to put that on there. Yeah. I'm going to blow her up.
Let's blow her up.
I'm going to blow her up.
All right.
This is Neil TC here with the Off It Radio Show. I want to thank Bill Miller and Michelle Miller for coming on the show tonight. We thank the listening audience of KSCO for having the show. I want to thank Chris, our engineer, tonight.
And can I say one thing?
Yeah,
Judy Smith says we want to see Bill dance.
Hashtag two left feet.
And somebody else says that you are a fabulous father. That was on here as well tonight. So,
thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you next week with another Off the Radio Show. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And see you tomorrow night with the Outlook Radio Show. So tune in.
Woo!
Good night. And thank you to the Millers.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is too important to take action against the Saudi government and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
He also spoke of his daughter Ivanka's use of private email during her White House job last year.
They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33. She wasn't hiring. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails.
The likely incoming chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, says he will resume an investigation looking into White House officials using private email for government purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The Thanksgiving holiday is underway, and USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at the airport talking to busy travelers.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble, that's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
New Jersey officials say arson appears to be the cause of a fire at a mansion that killed two adults and two children. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Gramaccioni.
There was one body that was found out front of the home. The other three were recovered from inside the home, and unfortunately they were burned severely as a result of the fire that they were exposed to.
The holiday rush is underway. AAA says nearly 49 million people will be on the highways this Thanksgiving, which is a 5% increase over last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi.
Reactions are still coming in after a court ruling against the Trump administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the...
Through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws, cross the border illegally, drain Border Patrol resources, because then we have to deploy our resources to those areas to take them into custody. This is the wrong decision. It's the wrong message to send. And this is what is spurring these caravans to continue to come as we see caravans stacking up upon caravan. It's very disappointing that a judge would take this stance to encourage lawlessness.
The results of the midterm elections are finally official in Florida, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
During a meeting that took just a few minutes, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met in Tallahassee Tuesday morning and certified the results of the voting as well as the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by about 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Oh, I thought he was a nightmare, blowing his heart.
Good evening. You're listening to everybody's favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, 104.1 FM, 107.9 FM San Jose, 95.7 Salinas and Watsonville, ZBSRadio.com. It's 5 minutes past 8 p.m. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather and traffic for this evening. Rain out there mainly after 5 a.m., a low around 50, and an 80% chance of that happening. Wednesday rain.